Blog Talk Radio.
Contentment? That is a great question, don't you think? I think so. We're actually going to go on a discovery together, and we are going to grow and dig into this very question. What brings you joy and contentment? I'm so excited to dive right on in with this subject with you, our global listening audience.
Welcome to Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, presented by Inspired Media for You. It's time to jumpstart your week with motivation and empowerment. Your host, Shania Adams, she brings you the push that you have been needing. This will empower you in the process of closing the gap from where you are to where you desire to grow. When Coach Adams coaches, you win. Our focus is to get you to truly understand that you have a destiny, and that destiny is waiting for you to take the steps towards it. God is the light illuminating your path, guiding and directing each and every one of your steps along the way. Each week on Motivational Mondays, we come together with our global audience to engage on life's highway. We're on a divine journey together with Coach Adams. Our program is designed based on two formats of motivation and empowerment. Our in-studio guests sharing their testimonies and or areas of expertise, and our Shape Up series. Everything we do is designed to support you on your journey to win personally and professionally, so that you may be more equipped to work it now. Work your vision, achieve your goals, and live your dreams. We sincerely value your participation, and we genuinely appreciate you tuning in for this time of empowerment, coined as Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams. We don't take your time lightly or for granted, but rather we are eternally grateful to have this opportunity to sow into your lives on your journey of purpose to fulfill your destiny. Get ready, ladies and gentlemen. Get ready to be motivated. Get ready to be empowered. Get ready to be coached. Coached into greatness. Because when Coach Adams coaches, you win.
This is Coach Adams, and oh, how I genuinely love and enjoy Mondays. You can hear the fur baby excited that today is Motivational Mondays. On today's installment of Motivational Mondays with yours truly, Master Motivator, Lifestyle, Personal, and Professional Coach, Coach Adams, it's time to shape up and win. You know, each episode of Motivational Mondays is rich and insightful. We encourage you, our global listening audience, to take advantage of our on-demand library. If you have missed any of our past show installments, archives of previous broadcasts, and the richness of what is shared each week are always available for your convenience online at www.blogtalkradio.com/inspiredmediaforyou. Again, that's www.blogtalkradio.com/inspiredmediaforyou. Inspired Media, the number 4 and the letter U. You know, our on-demand library, again, is filled with rich insight on various subjects to equip and empower you on your journey personally and professionally to win. And we're excited to have this base of resources available for your convenience at any time. Allow Coach Adams to set up the framework of where we're going in today's broadcast. I will share with you for about 40 minutes in our programming, and time permitting, we will open our lines up for your audience participation around today's subject, in which we welcome your questions and your comments. You know, this always lends to a more interactive environment, which we absolutely love, and we encourage you, our global listening audience, to chime right on in at the appropriate time. Before we jump into today's topic, we ask that you take a moment to invite someone to share in today's broadcast with you. Allow those cute little social media juices to begin to flow. Write on someone's Facebook wall, send a tweet, a text, a DM, an email, go old school, send a message in a bottle, a carrier pigeon, woo! Bottom line, I think you get it. We ask that you do whatever you need to do to invite someone to share in today's broadcast with you. We extend our gracious, heartfelt thanks in advance for your support with extending our outreach and expanding our outreach, because we can't do it without YOU. So if you are getting a benefit from Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, we ask that you share with those in your network, share with others, and ask them to join you for today's broadcast or any of our future installments. On today's installment of Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, it's time to shape up and win. We're in our Shape Up series, and our subtopic is Discover Your Bliss. Mm-hmm. Yes. Discover your bliss. You know, I was thinking about this subject of bliss today. You know, oftentimes you'll hear people say, I'm in wedded bliss. And so I said, let's take a different approach to this normally phrase of, you know, wedded bliss, but we're going to look at bliss in a different way. Because the reality is bliss can apply to any area of our lives, can apply to our lives in general. Bliss defined speaks to that supreme place of happiness, utter joy, and contentment. And I am one that is an advocate for learning to be content on our journey, recognizing that joy is internal. It comes from the inside. And when you are in a place of utter joy, when you are in a place of joy from the inside out, life without question is happier for you. The journey, you navigate differently. It doesn't mean that you don't have any challenges or issues, that you're not facing anything, but you face the journey far differently if you did not tap into the layers of what we're talking about on today. And so I asked the question in our opening, and I ask it to you again to process. Do you know what brings you joy? Do you know what brings you contentment? Are you content where you are on your journey? Or are you a red-hot mess and you're thinking, Coach Adams, that's why I need Motivational Mondays. I'm coming to jumpstart my week so that I can become more empowered and inspired around my vision so that I can, in fact, find this place of joy and greater contentment. And, you know, Coach Adams is one that I am a true advocate. I really am. For a great acronym. I love giving us a good acronym that supports in really helping to expand our point of view around a particular subject. And so today, we have an acronym around bliss. But before we get into this acronym, I wonder if you've even identified why are you not in that place of bliss? You know, one of the things that I have come to realize to be true, that when we are out of alignment with the assignment, the call on our lives, that brings about frustration. It brings about friction. You know, I think about my personal journey, and those of you that are regular listeners, you've heard this at different levels, bits and pieces, so on and so forth. But for those that are listening in for the first time, I want to share this with you around what we're talking about in this moment, the opposite of bliss, feeling frustrated, feeling that we are going against the flow and against the grain of life, that we are feeling just like, I can't handle it anymore. I'm so unhappy. I'm not content. I'm not fulfilled. I don't have joy. There's no happiness in my life. I'm dealing with the frustration in my life. I'm dealing with friction. I often liken the friction to being a square peg trying to fit into a round hole. Imagine that, if you will. I want you to get the imagery of that. A square peg trying to fit in a round hole. The reality is that that square peg was not designed to fit in that round hole. And so as someone is trying to force this square peg into this round hole, there is great friction and resistance. Why? Because that square peg was not designed for that very space. And oftentimes, many of us, this is our journey. We're the square peg trying to fit in a round hole. We're trying to force ourselves in places that we were not designed for. And so therefore, we're lacking joy, we're lacking contentment, we're lacking happiness on our journey because, and in essence, we're lacking bliss because we have not found that right fit. I often liken this to my journey in real estate. When I was in real estate, I was on the real estate finance side. Now, right there was a challenge. That was a part of the issue. I don't like finance. I do what I have to do concerning finance. But it's not my gifting. It's not my anointing. I'm not passionate about it. I actually dread having to do financials. I really do. And here I was in real estate finance. Licensed realtor for the state of California, focused in the area of mortgage lending. One may say, well, wait a minute, Coach Adams, I'm confused. If you didn't like finance, then why were you a mortgage lender? Why were you in this area focused on finance if you didn't like finance? Well, that's a great question in and of itself, and let me share with you. I was in my 20s at the time, and I was around, I had family that was in mortgage lending and real estate, and it just seemed like a natural transition. I was around and in circles with individuals that were in the mortgage industry, and they were extremely successful, very influential, all of the individuals that I was in a close-knit circle with. Again, I had family in the mortgage industry. I still have family in the mortgage industry. And so for me, it seemed like a good fit. I didn't get into real estate, though, mortgage lending, for the sake of purpose and my assignment and the call of my life. No, I got into real estate and mortgage lending solely for the money. Just being transparent with you, I can be transparent now in retrospect. It was all about the money. I saw the affluent people around me and the money they were making, and that was attractive. It was, you know, the bling bling. It was a shiny thing, and I saw that as a way, quite frankly, to get the nice house, the cars, the bling, the things. It wasn't purpose-driven. I didn't feel like it was, quote-unquote, my assignment. I saw it as an opportunity. I thought that I would be a real estate mogul. This seems like a nice transition, so I got my real estate license. And I ended up focusing on mortgage lending. Well, I was that square peg trying to fit into a round hole. And because I was not designed for that space, I was dealing with constant friction. And the friction was so great. And the last deal that I had in that industry, it was a bit much. It made me step away. It literally did. I thought, oh, no, this is just not it. Had worked with a client for over 6 months and helping them to clean up their credit and helping them to connect with a realtor to find property and, you know, getting them pre-qualified for the loan, all of these different layers of what I supported them with, the application process, the underwriting process, approval, on and on and on and on. And finally, we're at the place ready to close this transaction. And it was pulled by underwriting because of fraud. Now, not fraud on my part, but fraud on the part of the applicant. Now, imagine how I was feeling. I'm already feeling this friction of a square peg trying to fit into a round hole. And now I have this. I need this money. Are you kidding me? Again, there was no happiness. There was no joy. There was no contentment or bliss because I was fighting that square peg, trying to fit into a round hole, trying to squeeze into a space that I wasn't designed for. And I stepped away from the industry. And I said, I got to discover what is it. I have to go on this journey of discovery and find, quote unquote, my bliss. And that's where we are today. We are discovering our bliss. And what does that mean? What does that look like when we understand the definition of bliss? Bliss is this supreme happiness, this utter joy, and this contentment. And so I ask you again to evaluate. Do you know what brings you joy? Do you know what brings you happiness? Have you identified what that is? Because when we're looking at bliss, and we're going to build out this acronym around bliss that I truly hope supports you in seeing this aspect in a different way that will serve you in getting into a greater position to win, being able to work it now, W-I-N, work your vision so that you can achieve your goals and ultimately live out your dreams. All of what I do is for that. And so B-L-I-S-S, let's take a look at this and let's build out some thoughts around this term and this word, bliss, as we seek to tap into and discover our supreme happiness, our utter joy, and contentment. So our B represents build a life focused on purpose and fulfill the assignment you were created for. You see, I am a firm believer that each and every one of us, we have been created and our lives have been designed for a specific purpose. Absolutely has been created for a specific purpose, has been created for a specific assignment. Every animal, every insect, every flower, everything has a purpose. It's not just existing. It serves a purpose. Each and every one of us has a purpose. Coded in your very DNA is your seed of purpose, your assignment, the reason why you were created. And that's why I say and open with the B for bliss and are building this out, is that you must build a life focused on purpose. Because if you don't focus on purpose, if you don't unlock the code that's in your very DNA of purpose and why you were created, you're not going to be able to tap into supreme happiness, utter joy, and contentment. You're going to feel exactly what I felt when I was in real estate. You're on the journey feeling like a square peg trying to fit into a round hole. There is great resistance and friction because you are trying to squeeze into a space that you were not created and designed for. And that's why I challenge you in this journey of discovering your bliss as we shape up and win today on Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams. Presented by Inspired Media for You. We must build a life focused on purpose and fulfilling the assignment that we were created for. You know, I often use an illustration of a water bottle. I have a water bottle sitting here on my desk in the studio as we speak. And when I look at this water bottle, the water bottle serves one purpose. The cap on the bottle serves another purpose. And the water, the H2O in the bottle, serves a different purpose. So let's evaluate this as we're talking about build a life focus on purpose and fulfilling our assignment, understanding that each and every one of us, we were created for an assignment. Everything was created for a specific assignment. So this water bottle that has a cap, that has water in it, there are three purposes coexisting to create this one system. And I share that with you because your purpose may very well connect to another purpose, another person's system and their purpose. Hence, a marriage is two people coming together, becoming one, but it's a blending of purpose. I feel it's a blending of individuals coming together for their life's purpose, their life's journey, and it mingles together. That it's not just two people getting married, woohoo, we're married, but it's for a higher call. It's for a greater reason. And so this water bottle, the cap, and the H2O, let's look at, as we're talking about, build a life focused on purpose and fulfill the assignment you were created for. That is so key. Fulfill the assignment that you, Y-O-U, were created for. Don't try to fulfill the assignment that someone else was created for. No. Fulfill the assignment that you were created for. Don't try to compare yourself with someone else and try to squeeze into the mold of who they were designed to be, which many of us do. Many struggle with just being the very person that you were created to be. Many struggle with fighting to be a good carbon copy, a knockoff of someone else, because of the discomfort of it being in your own skin and being one with the uniqueness of who you were created to be. I think some of the struggle to be something else and someone else and like, because you have not tapped into and built a life focused on purpose. And your trajectory, when you're focused on purpose, it's all about fulfilling the very assignment that you were created for. So let's talk about this water bottle, the cap, and the water. You see, the cap on the water bottle serves the purpose of sealing in the water. It keeps the water contained in the bottle until you, the drinker of the water, desires to take a sip or take a drink. It's keeping the water contained in the bottle. The bottle, in essence, is the container. But the container needs the cap. And the cap needs the container. Interestingly enough, get this. In order for you and I to drink the water, we need the container. And the cap serves the purpose of containing, keeping the water in the container. Now, the water itself, again, we're talking about building a life focused on purpose and fulfilling the assignment that you were created for. And as an illustration, we're talking about the threefold purpose of a water bottle, the water, and the cap. We've established that the bottle is the container. It's designed so that it is the container that the water will rest in. The cap is to seal the water in the container. Now, what about the water, the H2O, in the container? Well, the water that is in the container is designed to hydrate our bodies. It's for hydration. We all need the water. We're not like horses going to a drinking well and sipping from, you know, putting our faces down into a reservoir, what have you, and just licking the water. No, that's why the container of the bottle was created, to serve a purpose so that you and I can now take the water with us, pour it into a glass over ice in another container or a cup or what have you. But it is designed so that now we're able to be mobile with the water and take it from one stage to another stage because now it has been contained. So, of course, someone bottles it for us for this purpose, but the three come together to serve what's needful for us to grab it and go. And I hope you see that. So when we're looking at bliss and we're looking at this very process of supreme happiness and utter joy and contentment, and our acronym that we're building out, we have to build a life focused on purpose and fulfilling the assignment that we were created for. As I stated, it's not about the assignment that someone else was created for, but rather the very assignment that we were created for. And I tell you, Buddy is real excited. The little fur baby is really excited about this right now. Let's look at our L Our L represents that we must love what we do. If you don't love what you do, why are you doing it? Because when you love what you do, as I'm going to reconnect with my journey in real estate, as I stated, I did not like finance. I didn't. And here I was in real estate finance. Didn't like it at all. I really just could not stand it. But you know what I did like and love? Oh, my gosh. When I made the connection with the people that I was assisting in that season with their refinance or their real estate loan, that is what made my heart sing. I loved it. I remember this one transaction very specifically because, as I stated, when you tap into what you were created to do, as we're talking about today on Motivational Mondays, discover your bliss, not wedded bliss, but discover your bliss on your journey. Discover what is it that brings you supreme happiness, utter joy and contentment. As we're building out this acronym around bliss. And I shared with you that if you are a square peg trying to fit into a round hole, there is great resistance. There is no happiness in that. There is no utter joy or contentment because you're trying to squeeze into a space that you were not created for. And our journey, our lives were designed for purpose. Each and every one of us has an assignment on our lives. And I am a true advocate of helping individuals to tap in to what is it that you are created for. And so as we're building out our acronym of bliss, I said that the B is build a life focused on purpose and fulfill the assignment that you were created for. Not the assignment that your neighbor was created for, your mom was created for, dad, sisters, brothers, cousins, uncles, whatever. Not the assignment that someone else was created for. You know, one of the great traps that I've grown to realize is the trap of comparison. So often we're so busy comparing our journey with somebody else's. And if you were thinking about a runner in a race on a track, they're running in the race. They should be focused ahead. They should be focused at the finish line and where they're going. But can you imagine this runner who is fighting to win this race and they're looking to the side? Where is the person next to me? What, constantly focus on that person. The reality is that in a scenario such as that, the runner on the track, if they're focused solely on the person next to them and comparing, where am I to that person? They will, in essence, eventually get tripped up and fall because they're not paying attention to where they are going and their journey. So when we're talking about build a life focused on purpose and fulfill the assignment you were created for, you are not focused on someone else's journey. You're focused solely on your journey. But you have to first tap into and discover and unearth the very reason why you were created. Because each and every one of us, we were created for a specific assignment. You know, when I was on my journey of discovery, transitioning from real estate and fighting to figure out what is it that I was created to do, I remember that I began to do research. I began to pray. I began to seek God. I began to really fine-tune and listen and lean into what I was seeing. I often tell individuals, when you are looking to tap into and discover the assignment that you were created, don't start with a title. That's a mistake. Because that, I believe, has been the issue with many. We have the title and we're trying to squeeze ourselves into the title instead of allowing who we were created to be to simply unfold while we're on the journey. And so build a life focused on purpose. What is your purpose? Discover that and fulfill the assignment you were created for. Love what you do. If you don't love what you do, don't do it. I mean that. If you don't love what you do, what's the point? Don't do it. Now, are there times when we do things that we may not necessarily love, but we do it because it's a part of the process of the big picture, the greater, higher call of purpose of what we love? For example, if I had it my way, all I would do is motivate and empower others on their journey. Speak, coach, teach and train. That's all I would do. But there are other things that I have to do to accomplish the higher call of purpose, the ultimate goal. There are certain things that I have to do. I have to prepare to speak. I have to promote speaking, masterminds, whatever it is. I have to study. I can't just stand up on the stage and speak. There's preparation and different things that go into that. There's marketing that goes into that. There's administrative details that go into that. Yes, there's different things that can make it easier, but bottom line, there's certain things that I have to do that I don't necessarily like, but I love what I do and the journey as a whole. And so you have to find that balance of recognizing that if you're not doing what you love, you're not going to be in a place of finding and discovering your bliss because you're not doing what you love. Do what you love and things will begin to line up. I remember hearing motivational speakers before I made the connection saying, don't look at the money. Oh, I know I lost some of you right there. You're like, wait a minute, Coach Adams, I need the money. What you talking about? Don't look at the money. Remember I said that when you're on the journey of discovery looking to find your purpose, if you have not already made that connection, that you don't look at it from a title point of view. You look at it from a place of, what am I good at? What do I enjoy? What brings me fulfillment? What have people told me I'm gifted at? You take a different discovery point of view and journey to get to that title. I had no idea what a coach was. At the time when I made the connection with coaching, it was a new industry. A new developing industry that many people, all of what they thought about when it came to a coach was an athletic coach. That was something that people could relate to. So when you're talking about a lifestyle, personal and professional coach, what in the world is that? That was a disconnect. And so I had no clue, no idea, but what happened when I was on my journey of discovery, all roads began to lead to who I am and live out today. But it was a discovery. And as it turned out, I tapped into what I absolutely love, and I really do. Oftentimes, I don't get paid to do what I do. Like today, I'm bringing you empowerment on the airwaves. I pay to be on the airwaves, and I'm bringing you empowerment through Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams because I love what I do. If I can empower you on your journey and give you some greater insight into empowerment on your journey, oh, that makes Coach Adams a happy woman. It really does. I am happiest
when I am speaking, when I am coaching, when I am empowering others, when I am training. I am the happiest. It makes my heart sing. I begin to feel this excitement. I could do it all day, actually. I have to shut myself off in it oftentimes. And I will coach you wherever you are, wherever I am, even when you don't want the coach. She's just in me. She's going to come out. And because I love what I do, people often benefit from that love and get coaching because they're just in proximity. And so do what you absolutely love. Take off the limits and the restrictions. Tap into what you love. Evaluate, what are you passionate about? What do you have a strong, compelling emotion for? That is the golden ticket right there. In that zone right there, when you tap in to what you love and you earth and discover your purpose and what you are passionate about, that's your golden ticket that brings bliss. Yes, it is. So our B, what did we say our B was? And we focused quite a bit on our B. Our B is build a life. When we're saying build a life, everything should be built brick by brick around your purpose. Everything. The business that you start, the job that you take on, whatever it is, the relationship that you get into, all of it should be built around and focused on purpose and fulfilling your assignment. Because when you make that connection, no longer are you this square peg trying to fit into a round hole, but you have, in essence, tapped in. And how do you tap in? Through that love base, loving what you do, and allowing that love, which represents your passion, to guide you, to help you to zone in the lens and focus in on purpose and your assignment. Now, our I represents, we must initiate daily with intention in the direction of our bliss. We must initiate daily, initiate daily with intention. Intentionality, with intention in the direction of our bliss. And so when you tap into and you're focused on building a life on purpose and you unearth and discover what your purpose and your assignment is, why you were created, and now you are living life doing what you love, every day you must initiate. What does this initiate mean? It means that you must be the one that's starting the movement, the action, not waiting for someone to get it started for you, not waiting for someone to ignite you, not waiting for someone and just sitting there and saying, well, if they'll give me an opportunity, then I will. I'll do it then. No. You're the initiator, and so you are the one that is in charge of taking the steps and moving in the direction of your goals, of your desires, of your vision, of your dreams, in the direction of that which is going to bring you, as you discover your bliss, this process that we were talking about, as we're building out this acronym around the word bliss. Build a life, focus on purpose, and fulfill the assignment you were created to do. Because in you, his purpose. Love what you do. If you don't love what you do, don't do it, because that represents your passion. And when you fuel that, oh, that fire there burning, it doesn't matter if you're getting paid or not. I'm not saying the money's not important. I got to keep saying that because I know people are flipping their wigs, and we're in a society, of course, we got to exchange. The money has to exchange. But if it's the priority and not purpose, you'll be like I was in real estate as a mortgage lender, lacking happiness, lacking joy, lacking contentment. I wasn't content on my journey. I was miserable. Why? Because I was a square peg trying to fit into a round hole. I was not in alignment with why I was created, and I had to discover that. And if you don't know what it is, you have to discover that. But a way in which you unearth and unlock that code is evaluating, what is it that I love? And when it came down to it, I love motivating people. I love speaking. I loved coaching people before I even had a title. It's a part of my very DNA and how I've been wired and programmed. And so once you're clear on that, then you initiate with intention in the direction of your bliss, of what's been discovered, of your vision, of your goals, of your dreams. You begin to take the necessary steps. You get off of the bench of life and you get on the field. You get on the court and you get active. And yes, sometimes you're going to get it right. Sometimes you're not going to get it right, but that's okay, because even in those moments, those are opportunities for you to grow and to learn. But if you just start moving, not sitting on your cute little rusty dusty waiting for somebody. I'm just waiting for the opportunities to happen. I'm just waiting for the person to connect with me. No, they're going to connect when you move. Because the destination of your destiny has already been pre-programmed in you. I liken it oftentimes to a navigation system. Once you put in that destination, it's plugged in. And despite the detours, the wrong turns, the challenges on the road, it's going to get you to that destination. But you have to be moving. And I didn't know that with navigation at first. First car that I'm in today, I've often shared this, first car with navigation. So first time, you know, I put in destination, I tell it where I want to go, and I'm sitting there, the car has started, and I'm waiting. Okay, come on, tell me, navigation, where do I go? And navigation was waiting for me to put my foot on the gas, to start in motion. That's what this initiating is all about, with intention. You have to put your foot to the gas on your journey known as life. And begin to step out, even if you don't know all of the answers, even if you don't know every turn. Just start moving with intention. So initiate with intention in the direction of where you believe you should go. And even if you are off course at some stage, guess what? Navigation will recalibrate you. God will recalibrate and redirect you as the ultimate navigator, because your destiny has been pre-programmed. So our B in bliss, build a life focused on purpose and fulfill the assignment that you were created for. L, love what you do. So key represents your passion. I initiate with intention. You're not initiating haphazardly. You're just kind of moving aimlessly with blinders on. No, you get clear and you initiate with intention. And then our first S to get the right people around you. Surround yourself with the right people. Surround yourself with the right people and allow yourself to hear the right words. So surround yourself with the right people and allow the deposits of the right words to be deposited in you. See, if you have the wrong people around you who are speaking the wrong words, it will be detrimental to your vision, to your goals, to your dreams. No, you won't find bliss in those circles. Mm-mm, no, you'll be frustrated. You'll be lacking joy. You won't be content. And contentment doesn't mean that we're not continuously growing to the next level, but you learn to be at peace and one with where you are each step on the journey because you know that you're moving in the direction of ultimately your destiny because of the assignment, the purpose, the higher call on your life. And so when you have the right people around you, I have to tell you, I saw this little meme that said something to the effect of sometimes you have to, you know, on social media, for example, Instagram, you opt to follow that person. On Facebook, you choose to follow that person. Twitter, whatever it may be, you're following that people, that person. And the goal is how many followers do you have? And it's all about followers, right? Well, you may have to unfollow some people on your journey. If they are not the right people that you should have, that you should surround yourself with, that are speaking the right words, you have to unfollow that person. Oh, yes, you do. Why? Because essence, if they are not the right people, you're entertaining negativity. And regular listeners, you know how I feel about negativity. I talk about it often, that, you know, I love to entertain. You set up the beautiful table. You're ready for the guests to arrive. We're talking about the seat in your mind, the table in your mind, and negativity knocks on the door. You let negativity in. You have a place card at the beautiful table for negativity. You tell it, pull up a chair, come on in. Oh, no, when negativity starts knocking, you have to treat it like an unwanted solicitor. Negativity. Get away. You are not welcome here. No. Bye-bye. Keep moving. And that's what happens when you don't surround yourself with the right people speaking the right word into your life. Am I saying that you have people that are just yes people saying exactly what you want all the time? No. But they are speaking the right words, even if they are speaking words that are supportive and coaching and giving feedback and all of that, it's still the right words because you recognize you've qualified that you have the right people around you. So who you have surrounding you is so key when it comes to this discovery of your bliss, this discovery of tapping into supreme happiness and utter joy and contentment. Now, mind you, don't misunderstand. I'm not saying that we will not have challenges on our journey. I have challenges. We're all going to have challenges. But when we are aligned with purpose and the assignment that we've been created for, we go through those challenges differently. And do you know you can still be in the eye of the storm, in the midst of a storm, and yet still at peace, still in a place of bliss, because you know ultimately God's got you in the palm of his hand. And you can trust that you are moving according to God's plan for your life. Because you're living life, you have built a life focused on purpose and fulfilling the assignment you were created for, RB. L, you love what you do. Not just you kind of like it a little bit. You know, sometimes you do, sometimes you don't. Sometimes you feel like a nut, sometimes you don't. No, you love it. When you love something, regardless of getting paid or not, people can't shut you down. I give Coach Adams away so much that it's detrimental at times because I love what I do, that I'm constantly giving within the gift because I love what I do. And I count it a privilege, a joy for the opportunity to sow into the lives of others. Countless hours sometimes because I love what I do. Initiate, our I, initiate with intention in the direction of your desires, in the direction of your vision, in the direction of your goals, in the direction of your dreams. S, surround yourself, our first S, surround yourself with the right people who are speaking the right words. And our last S, okay, I'm going to step on some toes. I stepped on my toes, drove up my driveway, knocked on my door earlier. We have to sacrifice for the life that we truly want. It's going to cost you something to live a life of bliss, to discover your bliss. It's going to cost you something. It may cost you that party that you want to go to. It may cost you that event that you want to go to. It may cost you whatever. It's going to cost you something. You have to sacrifice to be disciplined for the life that you want. And so often, we don't get what we want because we are not willing to sacrifice. But if you want to live a life of bliss, you have to be willing to sacrifice. You do. You have to be willing to pay the price, to count the cost, and to sacrifice. When it comes to living out your vision and your dreams and your achieving your goals, it's going to cost you something. It's a sacrifice. You have to do things sometimes that you may not want to do, make decisions sometimes that you may not want to make for the higher call, the higher vision. But it's going to cost you something. Oh, my gosh. Wow. How quickly time flies. I'm just seeing the time. Woo! It's time to bring today's installment of Motivational Mondays to a close. How quickly our hour of empowerment has flown by. If you want to learn more about my full circle of empowerment, you can text or call 310-289-2101, 310-289-2101. Call and take advantage of your complimentary coaching session that I'm gifting you, a part of my full circle of empowerment. Text or call 310-289-2101. Maybe you're listening in for the first time today and someone referred you and you're thinking, well, who is this Coach Adams? I want to learn more about her. I'm intrigued. Visit CoachAdams.com, CoachAdams.com. To keep the connection going, we have our Facebook Motivational Mondays forum. It's an open group. All are welcome. We didn't have the opportunity to open the lines for your engagement today, but we welcome your interaction on our Facebook Motivational Mondays forum. Ask a question, make a statement, maybe give a show recommendation, whatever the case may be. And again, if you want to learn more about my full circle of empowerment, text or call 310-289-2101. This is Coach Adams. I thank you so much for listening to and tuning into Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, presented by Inspired Media for You. Next week, we're going to bring you more richness to jumpstart your week, motivated and inspired, so that you can achieve your goals. And work it now. Work your vision, achieve your goals, and ultimately live out your dreams. This is Coach Adams, lifestyle, personal, and professional coach. Signing off for now, I leave you with this. I coach and you win.